Elissa Walker Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, in hour number one. And as promised, it is time for some NBA news and notes. And we are so thrilled to have back with us NBA legendary coach and the president, actually, I should say, the vice president of the Texas Legends, Dell Harris. He's with us tonight and joining us on a Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Dell.
Hi, Elissa. Nice to be with you.
Of course, and there is so much to get into tonight. Also, I need to mention that you are the pre- and post-game host for the New Orleans Pelicans, and I wanted to get your reaction to the news of Anthony Davis. He shuts down his season. He's going to have knee and shoulder surgery, and he is a special, once-in-a-lifetime kind of talent. How concerned should Pelican fans be about the future of their franchise player?
Well, let me preempt that a little bit. I'm part-time the pregame and postgame for them. I fill in. In fact, I even did the Mavericks a couple of weeks ago. But
right.
I've been actually involved all 4 years of Anthony's tenure there with the Pelicans, and knew him at the year that he played for Kentucky, and have followed him very closely. And I think that, you know, he's young, of course, and should bounce back from this. But I believe Dwayne Wade gave him some very good advice in talking to him about being patient and not rushing it to come back, because he does have two injuries. And the shoulder injuries are always tough. It doesn't seem like it would be as threatening as a knee injury, because obviously basketball players use their knees more than they do their shoulder, one would think. But the shoulder rehab is very difficult. It's lengthy. And then the knee is not to be taken for granted. Now, they've come a long way in being able to treat knee injuries from, say, 20 years ago, when the injuries like an ACL, for example, which he does not have, but would be a career ender. It's no longer that, but he'll need to take his time. And but I think that certainly by December, if not before, he will have rehabbed himself pretty well.
Well, he's a remarkable young man. How would you, just your assessment of just this type of season that he's had, I mean, have you seen progress and development in terms of his game? I mean, I think back to the month of February when he posted 59 and had 20 rebounds against Detroit. I mean, wow, we're getting a glimpse of something just incredible.
I tell you, this season has been an up and down one for so many ways, and it's just hard to evaluate any individual on the team or the team itself as a whole, because while injuries are a definite part of all sports, and particularly NBA, because you have so few players, but this team was hit by more injuries than any two or three teams should have endured this season, and it had affected his play. He was playing partially injured with both of those injuries. These are carryover injuries from the year before, and why he should not rush things, number one. And then the team, of course, was just unable to win, and they made the playoffs last year, and every expectation was high,
mm-hmm.
but it just did not materialize, and it affected his game. And he took a step backwards a little bit, because he was rated in the top three in the association after last year, having led the whole league in player efficiency. This year, he did not match those kinds of numbers.
Vice President of the Texas Legends and longtime NBA coach, head coach of the Houston Rockets, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Los Angeles Lakers, the great Dell Harris is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You know, you were just mentioning a few weeks back, you served as the pre- and post-game host for the Dallas Mavericks, filled in for Eddie Nahara, and they are desperate to clinch a playoff berth and punch their ticket. Will they make it, Dell?
Wow. That's a tough one right there. Tough loss for them last night up in Portland. They had beaten Portland earlier in the week at home.
Right.
But they are going to be scratching. That the 7th, 8th, 9th, even 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th spots are up for grabs. It could go any direction. I kind of think that they will manage it. But, again, injuries have been a factor with them. But Dirk has been such a trooper this year. Just the way he has responded in this last month makes me think that he, with his play and inspiration, may help the team find a way to make it.
He really has been timeless, 37 years of age, and that 40-point performance you were talking about, that game against Portland, and was so key in that big-time win. But how much are the Mavs hurting now that a huge blow with the loss of Chandler Parsons?
He was, again, starting to show a little bit of consistency because he started the season late, naturally, during because of his rehabbing, just as Wesley Matthews did. Now, these are two key players, and neither has been 100% all year. And so it's just going to be difficult. That's really why I hesitate on it some. But probably they can get enough help from David, who's come in and after the free agency get from
David Lee
from Boston, mm-hmm. and David Lee, of course, and I think he can help fill in for that spot that they need so desperately from Chandler Parsons.
You're listening to the voice of Del Harris, vice president of the Texas Legends, longtime NBA coach, the Houston Rockets, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Los Angeles Lakers. My final question for you is, talk to our Rocket fans out there. They dropped another close one the other night, 89-87, to the Utah Jazz at home at the Toyota Center. This one really hurt. So that was the second night that they had lost on the last possession.
It's almost like I could have recorded something, you know, and just you could have filled in the blanks. New Orleans, Dallas, Houston, because injuries have just been devastating for all three of those teams, and each had such high expectations when the season began, but particularly Houston and New Orleans, I think. You know, Dallas was probably a little more realistic because they knew they were going to be starting without Matthews and Parsons, but they still figured to be where they are, mm-hmm. you know, struggling for the 7th, 8th spot.
Right.
But, tough loss. You've got to hand it to Utah, who they've had their share of injuries, but they just keep battling away, and that was a huge win for them. Huge loss for the Rockets.
Del Harris has been with us tonight in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And Del, it's always a pleasure. We can't wait to our next conversation. Thank you so much. Okay, Coach?
Well, thank you.
Former Sooner standout Alvin Adams is up next.